Welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. I want to share my attitude of gratitude for your listening because I believe that I was placed on this earth for many reasons, but one of them is to figure out the story, and I need your participation for its creation and your attention, because speaking to myself is fun, but speaking to you is essential in helping me figure out the story. So please subscribe, please share, please respond, because the more energy information that comes back to me, the more power I will have to understand and figure out the story as it goes. I've been trying to teach my students mindfulness, and I came up with a little bit of a rhyme to help understand what mindfulness is. So I tell them, somewhere between crazy and lazy is mindful. So bring your attention this way and enjoy. Hey, this is Brandon the Blue Smith. I'm still in Third City on my mission to collect some information about the spirit spies and casket call. Now, last time I told you I'd gathered some documents. I sent them to the Council of the School of Wishes for them to be reviewed. It looks like they sent it to the Infinite Elephant in her lab. She ran it through some of her computers. And I have some audio to play from you that she sent, condensed, and found some of the most important conversations deep inside of the AI. It looks like it was recovered by Propaganda Panda on another undercover mission. I'm gonna play you that now. What are we gonna do? We sponsored the moon, the sky, the sun, every sidewalk, every bathroom stall. We got the attention of everybody, but we just don't have it anymore. We need the attention of the people. I think really what we're competing against is sleep. We gotta keep people awake. Wait. Hold a second. I have an idea. What if we could advertise to people in their sleep? How are we gonna do that? Well, look. Some of my researchers have found that when people go to sleep, something happens. It's like almost like a little bit of death. And that old idea of the mind, the soul, the spirit, the consciousness, it's like a real thing. We don't know what it is. We just know that when you go to sleep, it goes away. There's a space to fill in. If we could capture somehow that spirit, that soul that leaves when you sleep, or when you die, we could probably program it. And then we could do product placement in people's dreams. We could control the dream space. Then we really have control over what goes on in Third City. Okay, that's where the conversation seems to end. So it appears, from my understanding, that they, I, have found a way to somehow find a way to advertise the people in their dreams, and the spirit spies somehow are the way that they do this. It has something to do with death. It must be that they're capturing the souls of people when they die. And I'm speculating here, but it makes a lot of sense to say the whole point of casket call is that we can know exactly the time and place in all four dimensions when someone's gonna die. And with a big enough explosion, they're able to capture the soul, program it, and that's where we get the spirit spies. That must be it. I can't wait to get this back to Dr. Free. I'm so glad you could hear this. Okay, I gotta teach early in the morning, going to Third City High School, working on my undercover, trying to get some information from the kids. This is Brandon the Blue Smith, also known as Mr. Smith, substitute teacher at 30th High School, signing out. Do you ever feel out of balance? Like one day, you're so sleepy you can't get out of bed, but then the next day, you're so excited you can't get to sleep? What you need is a new product from Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise. That's the Sima Fruit Juice. The Sima Fruit Juice comes from the Sima Fruits, which come from the Sima trees, from the orchard run by the two magic goats, Jack and Ace, on top of Doom Mountain. They've been cultivating the Sima Fruit and the Sima Fruit trees for thousands of years. And now you can get an exclusive offer today, 100% free coupon code from myself, Propaganda Panda, representing Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise in the School of Wishes. All you gotta do is go to www.simafruit.com, put in the coupon code BALANCE, that's BALANCE, or if you're in Third City, sold exclusively in the Just Ice Cream truck of Felix the Dog. Lift off with the on-brand Dr. Free Merchandise. Jimmy Beat took his place in the back of the bus next to Charlie Motion, just dreaming of his own fondue ball. When the now hand started up the bus, just as the bus was about to take off, Charlie Motion pointed out the window, "Look, it's the Magic Goats." All the kids turned to see the Magic Goats, and they were coming with a big wagon, a wagon full of Sima Fruits. "Hey, I wonder what they're doing." The Magic Goats, Jack and Ace, came up to the bus and asked the now hen to open the back of the trunk. Vanilla Gorilla said, "Hey, I think I know what they're doing. John the Monkey told me." "What did he tell you?" "He told me that the Magic Goats, Jack and Ace, the ones that run the orchard up here, they have a new idea for a product to sell, some new Dr. Free merchandise." "Oh, what is it?" "They're gonna make Sima Fruit juice, that's what I heard. That's probably what the Sima Fruits are for." "How are they going to do that?" Jack stepped up the steps and answered the question for them. "Well, we spoke to the anonymous hippopotamus and the infinite elephant, and they have a formula that they made through their supercomputer of how to take the Sima Fruit and make it into Sima Fruit juice. So we're taking it down there now. We're going to hop on the bus and catch a ride with you guys. We're going to go to the anonymous hippopotamus' house and go down to the lab with her and the infinite elephant and try to figure out how we can make the Sima Fruit juice. Our idea is to have Felix the Dog sell it from the Just Ice Cream truck. What do you guys think?" All the kids thought it was a great idea. So Jack and Ace, the Magic Goats, came around the back and loaded up the wagon and put all the Sima Fruits that were in the back to the back of the bus, closed the door, and hopped on the bus. As they hopped on, the Nahan greeted them with her usual greeting, "Be here now," started the bus, and the bus started to drive. The bus went down around the mountain on a bumpy dirt road. The kids could see the Sister Sea on one end, and they could see the bubble that was Third City on the other side. And as they were getting down and down the mountain, Alex Balance said, "Hey, I want to stop at my house. I'm not going back to Third City tonight. I'm going to stay there. Why don't you drop me off?" So the Nowhand directed the bus to drive on a different path to the plain and the prairie where Alex Balance's house was. And as they got closer to her house, they could see it in the distance. They could see her beautiful garden and her basketball court and the fondue field. But as they got closer, Charlie Motion said, "Look, is that what I think it is?" The Nowhand stopped the bus, because they all realized that somehow, some way, something they'd almost never seen before, a spirit spy had escaped Third City and the gray field, and it looked like they were orbiting the house of Alex Balance. "What are we gonna do?" The Nowhen said, like she usually did, "Just do it." And the kids knew what that meant. They pulled out their fondue balls, and they got ready for battle. The Nauhen pulled the bus close at Alex Balance's house, and all the kids leapt out with their fondue balls and went on the attack. With their mantras and their balls, they started attacking the spirit spies, taking them out one at a time. But there were lots of them. They seemed to be coming out of the windows and through the doors, and they were orbiting around and around. Alex Balance took out two with her ball. Vanilla Gorilla took out three in one shot. And finally, when they cleared the spirit spies, they had all surrounded the house. They were worried there was more in there. There seemed to be a lot of action and commotion inside. Charlie Motion decided he would come to the door and open it. The rest of the kids would stand on the side and be ready to jump in and attack the spirit spies when they would come out of the house. Charlie Motion said, "On three, I'm going to open the door and you guys go for it." He said, "One, two, three." And we pulled the door aside. The kids were surprised to see no spirit spies. But John the Monkey was standing in the door of Alex Balance's house. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Please continue to share, subscribe, and respond. Your energy and information will help me make this better every single week. To all my Jewish listeners, Shana Tova Masuka, you should have a sweet new year. The Jewish New Year is coming up this Monday and Tuesday. You should hear the shofar. The blast of the shofar should speak to your soul and should awaken you like an alarm clock to be your best self. And everyone should be blessed to be happy, to be safe, and to know that you're special.